Hey, happy Friday to all Hank fans and family that celebrated.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Thank you, sir.
Same.
17th day of the 7th month of 2025. A 198 in 167 left to go. 45 days until Labor Day. 105 until Halloween. 107 until daylight saving time ends and fall will fall in 66 days. Today is also known as the following, National Sour Candy Day.
Good thing for you, for energy.
What?
And teenagers. Yeah.
Really?
I had a real job, like a grown-up job at one point, and we had to do this awful training.
Yeah.
And so I would just eat the sour gummies all day to, like, keep my sanity and stay awake. It didn't last long. I wore a suit.
Now what do you eat over there to keep your sanity?
A whole lot of coffee and water.
There you go. You could get bougie. National Caviar Day, which I still to this date don't believe I voluntarily ever had.
And I stick it on top of everything. It's eggs.
He is a weirdo.
Yeah.
A lot of people haven't had it, Pam. Insurance Nerd Day.
I'm going through it with insurance right now. Don't even get me started. I'll put on my tinfoil hat.
Do you like some sour candy?
You did mention keeping my sanity. Yeah, I don't think that's part of this job.
Some Sour Patch Kids over there, stat.
Something.
On this date in history, a few things happened. 1936, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was invented.
It's a good ride. And now we have the hometown handshake truck.
Yeah.
So take that, Wienermobile.
I can't believe it dates that far back. Like, automobiles hadn't really even figured themselves out quite yet by 1936.
They want to be the Wienermobile.
Huh. I'd strap a hot dog onto this coupe. I bet that's how it went down, too. On this date, we'll fast forward to 1991, peak early 90s. The first Lollapalooza Music Festival was held place. Various locations throughout North America.
Yeah, was that, Jane's Addiction who headlined that or something? Now they're fighting and suing each other.
Yeah. You're big on the Jane's Addiction story, aren't you?
No, but I remember.
A lot of Jane's Addiction news this week.
Juana's Addiction.
On this date in 92, Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown got married.
They are so in love with you and your girlfriend.
In pop culture news, 2010, the cast of Jersey Shore went on strike. Unfortunately, it did not last.
They're so teamster.
We have quite the weekend full of birthdays. Boxer Canelo Alvarez is 35 today. Chase Crawford is 40. Priyanka Chopra is married to somebody. To Jonas? 43.
Yes.
Ryan Cabrera is 43. He's a singer. He's married to Alexa Bliss. Kristen Bell, she's married to Dax Shepard. Everybody's married. 45.
I know.
Rapper M.I.A. Nobody knows. He was at a Coldplay concert.
I think that's a she.
She's even more stunning, isn't it?
I don't know if she's married.
Breaking news.
Yeah, we are continuing to follow that story. Vin Diesel. He's just all about family. He's 58 today.
And he'll never be in Jane's Addiction.
Talking about big families, Jim Bob Duggar is 60. Wendy Williams, 61. Ricky Skaggs, there you go.
Yeah,
he's
I'll
a friend
take that.
Of the show, 71 today. Sir Richard Branson is 75.
He's rich.
James Brolin and his beard is 85.
Married to Barbara Streisand.
Yeah, this one lasted, didn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And Joe Torre, 85 today. That's just today. Tomorrow, it's a Cumberbatch.
Oh.
Benedict Cumberbatch is 49, arguably one of the best put together words in the history of our language. It's beautiful. 49. Anthony Edwards Goose, 63. Lisa Lampanelli, fun name, 64. Queen's Brian May, 78 tomorrow. Enjoy that on a different station. On Sunday, Julianne Hough is 37. Gazelle Bundchen is 45. Used to be married to Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I know that much.
Now she's with the Tai Chi, the
guy at the Coldplay
fighter.
Concert.
No.
Sandra
is
54. Terry Irwin, 61. Carlos Santana, 78. And Kim Carnes, who's being besmirched by JoJo Siwa, is 80. There you go.
Eight?
See, we know all pop culture.
He is a weirdo.
Maybe.
Start your day by saying, hey.